dictation for Mark, Vestrand, V as in Victor, ES, T as in today, RAN, D as in David. April 2055, address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. 588-5052. Dear Stacy, consultation Mr. Vestrand, edema and a normal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife. Is my understanding edema bilateral associated with morbid obesity progressively worse? Diuretics were adjusted by your service as well as by cardiology Dr. PACIS, P-A-C-I-S, and that has caused a change of kidney function. He's trying to do low salt. His fluid intake between water and coffee appears to be around 70, 75 ounces. Edema got worse within the last 6 to 9 months. He's not using any compressing stockings. He denies history of vein thrombosis. Apparently, the cardiac workup was negative. He has chronic back pain and has been using Advil, full dose, 800 milligrams in a daily basis, 3 times a week for a few weeks or longer. He has severe neuropathy and restless legs, probably from combination of prior alcohol abuse and diabetes. Mobility is restricted because of back pain. To see pain clinic for potential shot, uses CPAP machine, excuse me, has a sleep apnea but unable to use CPAP machine. Denies chest pain palpitation, denies severe orthopnea or PND, denies pyrolemma arterial hemoptysis, leg ulcers, left side more than right, minor degree of cellulitis, no fever. Other review system done appears to be negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Morbid obesity. Chronic leg edema. Hypertension. Peripheral neuropathy. Restless legs. Sleep apnea. Hyperlipidemia. He denies heart problems, TIA stroke, seizures, denies liver disease, denies kidney stones, recurrent urinary tract infection. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. Does have anxiety, depression. Minor symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Prior fall, back in 2018, with blunt trauma and subarachnoid hemorrhage, with loss of consciousness and concussion, did not require surgical procedure. He fell on the ice. Next paragraph, surgeries for bilateral knee replacement, problems of urethral stricture, requiring reconstructive surgery with lining of oral mucosa. This was in Detroit like 10 years ago. At that time, there was question kidney stone and UTI. Next paragraph. He starts smoking age 17, 3 packs per day, discontinued 30 years ago. Also used to drink beer, liquor in a daily basis, discontinued 4 months ago. No reported allergies. Present medications include Norvasc, Benazepril, which is long-standing, aspirin, Wellbutrin, Lasix, high dose of Nurantin, Glipizide, insulin lentas, vitamins, Paxil, Mirapex, M-I-R-A-P-E-X for restless legs, Crestor, Januvia. He mentioned that he not tolerated Ozempic because of diarrhea. Advil as indicated above. Next paragraph. Review system done. Next paragraph. Physical exam. 374 pounds. I check blood pressure. 120 over 90 on the right. 110 over 70 on the left. Very pleasant, alert, Orientenstein 3. No gross respiratory distress, morbid obesity, tall, large person, normal eye movements, normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross neck abnormalities. I do not hear local eye rales, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, is morbidly obese, cannot precise internal organs, 3-4 plus edema bilateral, and superficial erosion, cellulitis on the left more than right. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries from August. Normal white blood cell platelet, close to normal hemoglobin, urine, no blood or protein. Creatinine back in June was normal, 1.07, GFR better than 60. By end of July, 2.5, 2.2, 2.1, 1.8, 1.5, and now 1.47. GFR was as low as 26, presently 51. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test. Phosphorus not elevated. There was an abnormal urine culture. The last A1C, July at 9, although it was in the 7s for a long period of time. Prior pro-BNP 4 months ago not elevated, actually in the low side at 58. PSA has not been elevated. There has been no imaging for kidneys. With no imaging of the kidneys. Next paragraph, there has been prior evidence of fatty liver on an ultrasound 2021. Right kidney was considered unremarkable without obstruction. Liver was enlarged 17 centimeters. Diffuse fatty liver. He has documented severe neuroforaminal stenosis, multiple levels. A recent echo, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, right ventricle was considered normal, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury, which represents the use of diuretics, pre-renal state, plus minus ATN, already improving, continue to monitor to assess returning to baseline. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. Next number, leg edema. This is not related to renal failure or nephrotic syndrome. Also, no evidence for CHF. Has fatty liver, but no evidence for liver failure or cirrhosis. Has normal albumin. His edema goes with the body size of his morbid obesity. Cannot rule out venous insufficiency. Also, the effect of medications, including Norvasc, high dose of Neurontin, and recent exposure to Advil. Unfortunately, he's not able to stop these medications because of his severe back pain, as indicated above, from neuroforaminal abnormalities. He needs to stop anti-inflammatory agents. He's going to try some injections. Hopefully, that will allow him to decrease or stop altogether the Neurontin. He's taking antidepressants, and I wonder if Cymbalta will help with pain control. He needs to start using compressing stockings. Weight reduction will be benefit, but he did not tolerate it. Ozempic. He's presently off diuretics. Continue salt fluid restriction, continue physical activity as tolerated. For example, water aerobics. He can always exercise stationary bike or upper extremities. He needs to be treated for his sleep apnea, even when right now there is no evidence for right-sided heart failure. He needs to explore if he's not tolerating CPAP machine, if he will be a candidate for the device Inspire, INSPIRE. Monitor blood pressure at home. Monitor chemistries. I did not change ACE inhibitors or Norvasc. Also discuss at length with the patient and wife. Continue to follow.